Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. My name is Pedro Fernandez. 35 plus years now. Your undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. We're talking boxing and MMA this hour, of course, live on SiriusXM Satellite Radio. And wait. Got to mention the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, because that's where I'm coming to you from. The studios, of course, in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, just a few blocks away from the world's most beautiful tourist spot. I'm talking about Fisherman's Wharf. So we're going to get down and talk boxing and MMA this hour. Open phone lines around the planet. You can join us if you'd like. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's listener line. 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text the studio. Drop me a line. Drop me a compliment. Drop me a rip. Do what you want. 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. We'll hear from Mike Tyson this hour, of course. Post-bite. The post-bite fight. We'll also hear from Amanda Nunes, of course, the women's featherweight champion, women's bantamweight champion, like the lioness of MMA, folks. She is to what female MMA is to, what can I say, man? She's like so exciting. I mean, she went out there and knocked out the impossible Chris Cyborg Santos, who had never been beaten like that. She lost a fight like about 15 years ago, but hasn't lost since her pro debut, and she got drilled in 51 seconds. What does that tell you? Yikes, she had a hard time making the weight. We'll talk about that in depth next up on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk.
When I was a young boy, sipping away those young boy ways. Now that I'm getting older, so much older, I long for those young boy days with a girl like you. With a girl like you.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
We have done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Before we get into the lioness of MMA, I'm talking about, of course, LaManna Nunes. Let's bring in Johnny Signorello from Las Vegas. Johnny, 51 seconds of, like, total mayhem.
Oh, my goodness. No mercy. And I tell you what, if you look at that brutality, right, and take it for what it is, yeah, it was nasty. But you got to also gauge who that was against. She did that against Cyborg, one of the baddest women or fighters on the planet. And that type of carnage was laid out on her. Props to Miss Amanda Nunes, man.
Good point. Now I want to mention women's boxing just for a second, because I found out that Carissa Shields, considered the best boxer pound for pound in the female boxing, 8-0, 2 KOs out of Flint, Michigan, that she wasn't poisoned by the water, but that she has another job at night. She's a sleep therapist.
I was going to say, brother,
yeah.
You know, now I have good energy today. Now I'm getting tired.
Well, the all you have to do is, tweaking crack addicts and guys that have been hung up on speed and all that kind of stuff for like months, all they got to do is put one of her fights on and they're snoozing.
Well, there is a positive when she fights, when the fight's over.
Okay, good point.
I like
point.
It when it's over.
Good point, good point. You know, and I don't want to knock Miss Shields. Yes, I do. I want to knock Miss Shields because I don't think that she's putting out the type of excitement she should. She could be stepping on the gas, and she's not wanting to step on the gas. In other words, you know, Ray Leonard told me, and I'll never forget that, we were running one time in Florida, and I said, Ray, what's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter? He says, the willingness to gamble. See, she's not willing to gamble and go for it. You know what I'm saying? She's not willing to throw uppercuts. She's not willing to get inside and do her thing, man. She's just willing to be Clarissa.
You know, that's what's up, man. And here's what's up. I don't want to just pick on her. Cecilia Brakus is out there. Christina Hammer, Katie Taylor, Heather Hardy. You know what the problem is, Pete? No power and no passion in these women. The MMA ladies, they go out there with passion. They go out there with fire. You know, they don't feel entitled. They want to earn respect. And I think that's the difference. Is that the female fighters in mixed martial arts, whether it be UFC, Bellator, or any other outlets, 90% of them, I'm going to say, go out there and try to entertain and get their name out there in the universe.
Okay, let's go for the MVP as far as female MMA is concerned for the year 2018-19. No doubt about it. The lioness herself.
No, I wait for Amanda. Amanda calling me out, and now I'm here the way you heard.
So Amanda Nunes, UFC bantamweight champion, you believe that will be your next fight?
I know, Brazil against Brazilians, for me it's sad, but I don't know how to make this fight. And she calling me out. And when you call it cyber wild, you have to handle it.
The fight to make is her and Nunes. That's the fight that needs to happen. Nunes wants the fight. She wants the fight. I want the fight. I'm sure the fans want to see it too. So we'll get that one going.
You know, I always said I don't know to like fight somebody Brazilian because it...
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I gaffed there and hit the wrong button, folks. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast, and we're talking about Female Mayhem, of course, the 29th of December in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, take it back. It wasn't Las Vegas. It was transferred to the Inglewood Forum, of course, because of the John Jones drug controversy. Now, nobody's come out this week in glowing support of John Jones and his PED issue, have they? I said, Johnny, nobody's come out this week in support of John Jones and his PED issues, have they?
Oh, of course not, and as they shouldn't. I mean, look what they had to do. They had to give up so much concessions, whether it was fans that bought tickets for the fight or hotels and set up trips in Vegas, or the fighters themselves acclimating to wherever their travel was from. Now they got to travel another 350 to 400 miles, you know, west of Vegas. You know, I mean, I can't support a guy like that, especially when he's been caught. It's like you can't keep making these excuses about, oh, I didn't know, or it was this, and I'm sorry for that. But, yeah, you keep doing it, bro. So it's going to be hard to sympathize with that.
Okay, good point. Let's roll that Nunes post-fight.
Our three judges scoring this contest are Derek Cleary, Dave Hagan, and Michael Bell. And when the action begins, our referee in charge of the octagon, Mark Goddard. And now, this fight is five rounds for the undisputed UFC featherweight championship of the world. Introducing first, fighting out of the blue corner, a striker holding a professional record, 16 wins, 4 losses. She stands 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighing in at 145 pounds. Fighting out of Miami, Florida, by way of Bahia, Brazil, presenting the undisputed UFC bantamweight champion of the world, the challenger, Amanda the Lioness Nunes. And now introducing the champion, fighting out of the red corner, a mixed martial artist holding a professional record, 20 wins, 1 loss, 1 no contest. She stands 5 feet 8 inches tall, weighing in at 144 pounds. Fighting out of Huntington Beach, California, by way of Curitiba, Brazil, presenting the former Strikeforce World Champion and the reigning, defending, undisputed UFC featherweight champion of the world, Chris Cyborg.
Okay, ladies, you understand the rules you fight under. You listen to me at all times. You keep yourself protected. When I say stop, you stop. If you want to touch gloves, do it now. Let's do it.
The intensity in this arena is palpable. These soon-to-be-closing odds brought to you by PokerStars, the undisputed champion of online poker. Knock your opponents out to take home millions of prizes every day on PokerStars. Chris Cyborg for her last fight, minus 1,600. She is minus 240 tonight. Amanda Nunes comes back at plus 220. Here we go, folks. The fight clock brought to you by Modelo. Brew for those with a fighting spirit. Amanda Nunes is in the white with gold trim. Chris Cyborg is in the black with gold.
Amanda Nunes has deceptively long punches. She catches you at the very end of them, and she's got serious power. Whoa! They're getting after it.
I'd like to see Nunes go straight with the jab and be strategic. Nice.
Says she can knock her out. We're seeing that now. It's real.
Oh, oh, she's hurt.
She still got her down.
She's about to nearly out on her feet. Oh, oh, she
Wow, Chris Cyborg Santos, what can I say, baby? The world featherweight champ, 145 pounds, no more. Of course, Amanda Nunes just stepping in and taking care of business, man. She did it. Johnny, you got to give the young lioness praise, I mean, because nobody thought she could do this. I mean, you know, her one shot I thought was to score with the, from the outside with a knockout punch, but I said it was possible, but I didn't believe it.
You know, that's what's up, man, and I don't think anyone really gave her a shot that I spoke to in the combat sports world. And she went in there like she already knew, like it was a foregone conclusion with confidence. and just walking down Cyborg. Now, Cyborg definitely put up a fight. And again, that's what makes this very scary. Consider it Cyborg. Consider it that she went out there and put on the best version of Cyborg that she possibly could.
How can you say that with the weight cut and the fact that she looked like she was about 95 years old? She looked like she was like, she looked like, I don't want to say this, but she looked like a Latin girl that sort of lost her neck. She got all fat in the face and lost some pounds. I mean, she didn't look good.
Well, these are very pertinent points. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, she stood her ground when she had to, and she fought. Like, there was a shootout there, you know, within the first 30 seconds. Like, they dropped on a dime, got in that phone booth, and they just rocked, bro. And I think that Nunes just wanted it more, broke her will. And, of course, that weight has always been an issue for Cyborg. But against the force of nature that Amanda Nunes is, she just couldn't stand up to it, bro.
Okay, is Nevada saying anything regarding John Jones and a drug test or anything like that? Are they going to move forward on with anything regarding John Jones, or is Nevada just going to wait until he tries to apply and comes to fight in their state again?
I think it's been radio silent, but I don't know if they're going to give him the opportunity. It's weird because Vegas loves money, right? Like, I mean, for Vegas to turn its back on you, one of the most corrupt cities in the world. Hey, I live here. I see things, right? You know, for them to say, hey, take the show on the road, we're going to take the moral high ground, show our moral compass. That to me was like, wow. You know, so I think in the future, there's going to be an asterisk every single time or some kind of issue when Jones tries to apply for anything, unless it's a mega fight where there's a lot of money involved and he could prove that he's going to be clean. I'm sure they're going to be all ears then.
Khabib, the lightweight champion, has never been knocked down. He's never been cut. He's never been stitched. He's never been, I can keep going. He's never been taken down. I keep going and going and going. But here, he's willing to fight John Jones at 205 pounds. I kid you not. The kid's willing. And you know what? He walks around about 180, 185, so it wouldn't be that much of a toss.
You know what? I was going to say that might get Vegas' attention, but what Khabib did with McGregor out here, you know, now you got a lot of controversy with these guys, but I mean, I can't give all the credit to Khabib. He's one of the most, I think, feared individuals, not only in combat sports, just a menacing personality, you know? And I'm so intrigued every single time he steps in that octagon.
We're talking combat sports, folks, on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, where you can join us if you like. Johnny Signorello is my co-host for us, coming to me from Las Vegas, Sin City, Nevada, folks. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text the show, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Khabib. We're talking to Khabib after the break on the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570. 1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Paige Orfanez. We're talking female fighters. Of course, earlier we were talking about Chris Cyborg Santos and, of course, Amanda Nunes, who annihilated Chris Cyborg Santos inside of 51 seconds. I think it had a lot to do with age and a lot to do with the fact that she had to cut weight and move 500 miles at the same time. Talk about Chris Cyborg Santos moving from Las Vegas in the week of the fight while she's cutting down from 185 pounds to 145, and she's moving to Los Angeles in a van. Not cool. Anyway, Amanda Serrano, she may be the real deal as far as boxers are concerned, because she's from Puerto Rico. She's a WBO champion a couple different ways. But right now, man, she's rock and roll with a 35-1 record, 26 KOs. She goes for the finish. See, there's a chick that goes for the finish.
That's what you want to see. She's got a nice fight coming up with Eva Vora-Berger, and that's going to be on DAZN January the 18th. Looking forward to that one on the undercard. That is a female fight I am looking forward to.
And she's coming to us from, she'll be on the MSG card.
Yes, that's correct, in New York City, yep.
Yeah. So women's boxing has got a few bright hopes to it. You know what's sort of funny is that I remember her like being 140 pounds, and I'm looking at this thing here. She's going to fight at 115. What did she do, cut off her arm?
It's amazing how people, you know, are able to fluctuate in weight, man. I mean, when I was younger, I was able to do it. I wrestled in high school, boxing, amateur, and all that stuff. You know, so I look at things a lot more crazy now with experience and, like, being older. I'm like, man, just to lose 5 pounds, it's a nightmare. But some people are just able to do it, and hopefully they do it healthy, you know, where they're not doing things that just totally depletes them, you know, and messes with their organs, because you could get seriously sick and hurt and injured if you're not taking weight off properly.
Well, nobody takes off weight properly, man. Come on. The only way to take off weight properly is through diet and exercise. And, you know, at the end, if you dieted all you can, you've exercised all you can, you've got to go to some other means.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we all know about that. You know, regardless of who's ever fought before and what, you know, fit their fancy and whatever their designer thing was to do, if you catch my drift. Yeah, there's always something out there that.
Oh,
you know,
I remember like guys that I boxed with, like being before weigh-ins and taking laxatives and all kinds of crazy stuff. And James Toney doing the vacuum. And doing a vacuum thing from back there. So it's pretty crazy what guys have done to make weight. Anyway, making weight, of course, is pretty crazy. Got a question for you. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, Johnny, one of your guys from Las Vegas, Mario, who texted me earlier regarding Larry Merchant, he said,
oh, boy.
He says, Johnny Signorella, do you have a body like Konaki? Adam Konaki, what is he? He's wrapping this guy's body or what?
Konaki's got a terrible body, but I tell you what, he can box. And he even said, Konaki, quote, he's like, I don't got to look like John Rambo to be Rambo. You know?
But Johnny, Mario's, yeah. Has Mario seen you in the gym there in Vegas or what?
Maybe he has. It depends on, you know, when he's seen me, because, you know, we're on the holidays now, so I'm a little bit rounder than usual, yes.
So you're in Konaki condition?
I wouldn't say Konaki condition, but I'm definitely, I got to do a little something to change where I'm headed, because I'm definitely headed in that direction.
Okay, outside of this fight between Manny Pacquiao and Mr. Adrian Broner, of course, the month of January has got some fights, because you talked about the fight next week with Jose Izquierdo and, of course, Caleb Brandt, Plant, and of course the 18th on ESPN Plus. If you got that app, it'll be pretty cool. Brian Jennings and Oscar Rivas. What does Oscar Rivas bring to the dance besides being the opponent here?
I think he's just the opponent, Pete, and keeping Brian Jennings busy and trying to get relevant once again. Looking ahead, ESPN has a really good show February 2nd. Alito Alvarez versus Sergey Kovalev in a rematch. I'm looking forward to this. Let's see how badly damaged Kovalev was from that, how much passion he's got left, and let's find out how good Alito Alvarez is in that rematch on February 2nd. Also, we got a pay-per-view. I wish we didn't have to pay for this one, but Spence and Mikey Garcia coming up March 16th. And I'm hearing that Terrence Crawford's going to fight Amir Khan sometime in April, also on pay-per-view. I don't like that we have so many pay-per-views out the jump of the new year, but there are some intriguing matchups out there forthcoming, Pedro.
Was Andre Ward, the Christian Bernard, he was the guy that performed the first heart transplant back in the 60s. Did he perform heart surgery on Sergey Kovalev and just take his heart away?
Oh, absolutely. He broke him down mentally. I mean, he folded like a deck of cards to Kovalev once the going got tough, you know? And that's what happens with bullies. We've seen it time and time again. And Andre Ward is a smart man. He knew this. The same way Holyfield knew it about Tyson, or Buster Douglas knew it about Tyson, and then eventually Lennox Lewis would also prove, is that when you bully the bully, man, that bully will fold. And that's exactly what happened with Kovalev. He was looking for any way to get out of that ring, all the excuses in the world. Not that Andre Ward didn't rock him with a tremendous right hand. He did. But Kovalev folded, showed a little bit more stones against Alvarez, but also took a hell of a beating in that fight. So let's see what he's got left.
You know, Mike Tyson's last fight against the Irishman and Kevin McBride, was that his name, I think, in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
You know, and he had been saying, he finally admitted what I had been saying all along. He says, none of you guys knew it. None of you guys knew it. I've been done since 1989. In other words, that last fight, of course, the big win against Carl the Truth Williams, 93 seconds. I think it took him 2 seconds longer to make a believer out of the truth or a liar out of the truth than it did to make a believer out of Michael Spinks, 91 seconds.
Yeah, it was sad stuff back then with McBride. And I tell you what, even before that, Danny Williams also did him in. And Danny took like a hell of a beating. I think it was like round 3 or 4, but withstood it. And that gets in Mike's head. The thing about Mike was his head, if he could control it. The problem was at that point in time, if he had put in his head, hey, man, I'm already done. I'm checked out. I ain't the man I used to be. Then you could beat Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was the best at his best when he was the most confident and believed in himself. Once you got in his head, no good for Mike.
Okay, earlier we talked about Demetrius Andrade being unbeaten, a WBO middleweight title holder, and Linares being on the undercard. Talk to me about this guy, Artur Akhmedov. You don't think much of him, huh?
No, I did some research. Nothing really stands out. I like Andrade, you know. Hopefully we get to see him in with Canelo down the stretch because of the big DAZN deal, you know. And obviously Andrade is going to be on DAZN January 18th fighting from New York at Madison Square Garden. You know, so hopefully we get to see that in the future.
You know, somebody said to me, boxing's back. No, boxing's not back. It's really not back, Johnny, because what's happening is they're just showing these fights on TV, these different cards around the world, where a lot of times these fights would go like on local TV or no TV. You know what I'm saying? Or they're just televising more. But, I mean, there may be a few more fight cards around, but for the most part, boxing's sort of like staying the same as far as the number of cards are concerned. That's what I'm told.
Yes, sir. I mean, boxing has always been there. Now, there's more talent in the past couple of years that has surfaced. Absolutely. More intriguing matchups. The fights are being made. But it's definitely more of an outlet now with DAZN and ESPN and Showtime and Fox. And Fox airing commercials during football. Do you know how big that is for them to be airing commercials? You see DAZN commercials on just about, you know, every – I was watching live PD the other night, and you're seeing Canelo and Michael Buffer, you know, sell DAZN. That's good. Boxing's in a good place right now, and I think people are starting to realize that more because of exposure. It's been there, guys, but it's being exposed a lot better.
January 19th, Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner on the undercard, but do back on Marcus Brown. Is there interest in this fight? Is this a fight worth watching?
Absolutely. We see what Badu Joss got left, Marcus Brown unbeaten. Didn't look too good in his last fight, but this is a good opportunity for him on a big, big stage because we know Pacquiao and Bronner is going to be an event, man. You know, Bronner knows how to sell a fight. Go ahead.
No, don't let me interrupt you. Go on.
We know that Bronner knows how to sell a fight, and Pacquiao's always got global intrigue, right? And, you know, people want to tune in to see this because stylistically, it's a pretty awesome matchup. You got Pacquiao, 40 years old, 67-2, 39 KOs. Bronner, 29, 33, right? 3-1 and 24. Bronner's 29 years old. You got good foot movement and power, and Pacquiao throws a lot more punches than Adrian Broner does, but Broner also brings speed, you know, and has great power. I think that, you know, we've seen him late in fights really crack guys, you know, but he can't get lazy. Broner cannot get lazy in his fight. I think it's a very intriguing fight if Broner brings his best game and catches maybe an old, long-in-the-tooth version of Manny Pacquiao, who is, we cannot forget, 40 years old and has had almost 70 professional fights.
Keys to the fight, Manny Pacquiao being southpaw and Adrian Broner being prepared?
Oh, absolutely. The southpaw looks going to be tough. And, you know, the thing is, Broner likes to put pressure on you, like kind of passive-aggressive pressure where he walks you down with his hands up, right, and looks for a counter shot. Manny freely lets his hands go but also uses leg movement. So what I'm looking to see is if Pacquiao can land a big left before Broner starts to let his hands go, or if Broner gets in a rhythm and starts to time Pacquiao and catches him with some solid counters. I mean, if you look at resumes, though, there is no comparison here. I mean, you look at who's Pacquiao fought, right? Juan Manuel Marquez four times. Marco Antonio Barrera, where he bursted on the scene, and I'll never forget when he turned the lights out on Barrera in 11th round stoppage. And I was like, who is this guy that just came in here and dethroned Marco Antonio Barrera, who was probably one of the most celebrated fighters on the planet at that time? And then you also look at the wins against Eric Morales, Oscar De La Hoya, Ricky Hatton, where he took his soul in the second round, Miguel Cotto, a couple wins against Tim Bradley, Sugar Shane Mosley, man. So if you look at Broner, what's his best win? Paulie Malignaggi?
Good point. Freeze that thought,
decision?
Right? Freeze that thought, Johnny Sig. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're talking mixed martial arts and boxing till the top of the hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7569. When we come back, we'll talk about the bike fight on Sports Byline.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
He has done it! We have a new heavyweight champion in the world!
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
You've heard of Iron Mike Tyson, right? 50 wins, 6 losses. How about Iowa Mike Tyson? 0 wins, 7 losses, drilled 5 times. Talk about a name game. That's what this is all about. Just having some fun. Bottom line is, let's go back to 1997. Of course, the first time around, Evander Holyfield, he beat Mike Tyson down. The second fight, well, Mike Tyson went in here with a bit of an attitude, and then things started to go unwind.
Headbutt in the second round, which opened the gash on your eye. Tell us about that first bit.
He butted me in the first round, but then he butted me again in the second round. Then as soon as he butted me, I watched him. He had me holding, and he looked right at me, and I saw him, and he was going for it, and he kept going for it, and he butted me again. He kept going down and coming up, and he charged into me. And no one warned him. No one took any points for him. What am I to do? This is my career. I can't continue getting butted like that. I got children to raise. And this guy keeps butting me, trying to cut me and get me stopped on cut. I got to retaliate.
Now, immediately, you stopped. You stopped fighting immediately right there, and you turned to Mills Lane, and you said what? And the result was he did nothing. But what did you say to Mills right at that time?
I don't remember what I said. I told him that he butted me. But I know I complained about being butted. And we complained about the first fight. Listen. Holyfield is not the tough warrior everyone says he is. He got little nicks on him there, and he quit. I got an eye. I got one eye. I got one eye. He's not impaired. He got ears. I got one eye. Big deal. If he take one, I got another one. I'm ready to fight. He didn't want to fight. I'm ready to fight him right now.
Mills Lane, though. Mills Lane stopped the fight. It wasn't Holyfield who stopped.
Oh, he didn't want to fight.
Let me ask.
We don't know what Mills did. Don't put nothing on Mills.
Okay. Well, Mills said he stopped the fight. You bit him. Was that a retaliation for the eye when you bit him in his ear?
Regardless of what I did, he butted me for 2 fights.
But you got to address it, Mike. I did address it.
I addressed it in the ring.
Why did you do that, though, Mike? I mean, was
look
that the proper
me.
Response?
Look at me. I got to go home, and my kids are going to be scared of me. Look at me, man.
What are you going to do now in terms of your career, Mike? Will you continue to fight? Okay.
You said things like before fights about your opponents. I want to punch him on the tip of the nose bone up through his brain.
You know what? I was a young kid then. I'm 43 years old. You know, right? You're still dwelling on something I said at 20 years old, or 21 years old, or 19 years old. I'm 43. What do you want to get from this interview?
I want to see how much you've changed, Mike. You're a different person now, aren't you?
I don't know if I am or not. I don't want to be the person I was, but I don't know. Change comes in time. Change comes really in time. You're irritating me now. I guess I did change because I'm not assailing you.
I would love to spend more time with you. You are an incredible guy. Thank you so much.
Mike Tyson, Iron Mike Tyson. We cut out some four-letter words there, folks, and I was looking at him saying, did I get all the F-bombs? Did I get all the F-bombs? Yeah, I got all the F-bombs. I mean, I was freaking out there, John. I'm going, oh, man, did I get them all? Because, you know, with a Mike Tyson interview, you never know what to expect, no doubt about that. Now, the bite fight. Wow. Was he – how can I put this? Holyfield did butt him. Holyfield was butting him intentionally. There was no doubt in my mind that he was doing that. And Holyfield had butted guys – intentionally in the past. He's always used it. I mean, Holyfield was a dirty fighter. So is there any merit to what Mike's saying besides my backing him up?
There is. You know, and Holyfield definitely always led with his head. And, you know, it's no secret that that's one of my favorite fighters of all time, Evander Holyfield. But a lot of fighters have dirty tactics they do. Lennox used to hold behind the head. Trinidad used to on the inside try to set you up with a shoulder to nail you with a left hook. You know, Bernard Hopkins has his bag of tricks, et cetera, et cetera. Now, both guys lead with their heads. And what I saw was there was no need for Holyfield to be trying to butt at all because he was owning Mike Tyson. That fight picked up right where the last one left off in round 11 where Holyfield had stopped Mike. Holyfield was hitting Mike clean and hard, and I thought it was going to be a disastrous night for Mike. Now, there are some weird things that happened that maybe led Holyfield to try some dirty tactics. Look at the fight footage. Every once in a while, you could see Mike kind of leaning on Holyfield and flirting with that ear before things even happened. Maybe I'm looking at it too closely. But Mike looked a little odd every single time they tied up. It looked like he was thinking about biting that thing way before he even did it.
Interesting. Of course, Mike Tyson, the animal that he is. And, you know, I want to think that I was of the opinion that Mike Tyson probably flirted with Flintstone vitamins in his tenure as a heavyweight boxer. What do you think?
That's tough. I don't know. Because, I mean, for me, he always looked like a little bulldog. You know, he always kind of looked like the same kid. And as he grew up, his body looked like he just grew into becoming a man. Now, on the opposite side of the fence, again, as much as I love Evander, you know, is that body changed significantly over the years. If I had to lean any kind of accusation towards steroid use, I'd have to put it more towards Holyfield.
Well, you mean Evan? You mean Evan Fields? I mean, that was his name on the FedEx delivery, right?
I know. Yeah,
for the steroid. Yeah. Not only did he take the FedEx delivery thing, the steroids from the Signature Pharmacy, I think it was in Florida. Not only did Evander Holyfield receive it at his house via Federal Express, he took a picture with the FedEx driver.
I know.
The guy's terrible. holding the package in his hand, Johnny.
I know. It's awful. Smoking gun right there, bro.
Smoking gun. Now, Larry couldn't offer any more muster on this Joshua Fury Wilder roundtable. What's going on with that? What are you hearing?
I'm hearing that we're going to get Wilder and Fury in a rematch probably sometime around March, which I can't wait for.
Johnny, forget March. We're already in January.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, that came up quick. So probably April, maybe May. That's a good point. My bad on that. Originally, I was fancying that a couple weeks ago, but we didn't get the announcement. But, okay, so going forward, you got Joshua, right? And who's that? Dillian White going to mix it up. And I believe that's going to take place. Hasn't been announced officially yet, but DAZN has the date of April 13th in London on lock for Joshua. I think Dillian White in a rematch is the worthy opponent there. Now, Joshua beat Dillian White the first go-around. Mm-hmm. Dillian White looked pretty good just recently against Derek Chisora, right? So let's see what we get in Dillian White in a rematch with Anthony Joshua.
Now,
time out.
I guess, are you trying to say that you'd be willing to wager on Dillian White?
I don't know if I'd be willing to wager.
There's what's up. A couple weeks ago, I lost like a $10 bet. I think it was a $10 bet to Johnny Singh here on the radio. So I went and gave $40 to the homeless. I want to acknowledge that. Is that Johnny got me to go out there motivated before Christmas and give $20 bills to guys. And I gave them to guys at the side of the freeway. You know, and when you're coming off the freeway, these guys really look down and out, man. You give them a 20, Johnny, you talk about somebody's eyes lighting up. They said holy spittle with an H.
It's a beautiful thing to do, and we encourage all of our listeners to have friendly wagers with your friends, and then, you know, nothing big, and then give it to someone that looks like they could use it, you know, and it makes all the difference in the world. It makes you feel good, and hopefully karma comes back and gives you praise for it.
Yeah, and hopefully you can win a few bets here and there, because obviously you want to be on the you can lose in this one, but what I'm trying to say is, you know, for pride, you do want to win more than you lose as far as betting is concerned, because that's all about what this is about. This is about pride to an extent.
Of course, and you and I are natural competitors, being that we're former boxers and athletes and whatnot. And then when there's money on the line, everyone's a competitor, you know.
except Iowa Mike Tyson.
There you go. Yo, he needs a new career. He got to change his career path, bro. It's on a bad run.
0-7. 0-7. You know, when you steal a guy's name, you should come up and be able to fight just at least a little bit. Anyway, Golden Boy's announced two fights. Looks like they're going to be in Coachella Valley in February as Golden Boy's going to come together with DAZN. In the main event, Alberto, is he explosive Machado 21-0, 17 wax?
Machado, he's all right. He's a good fighter. I've seen him fight a little bit, and I'm glad that, you know, Golden Boy is going to start promoting him. There is a nice card for Golden Boy also in January with Jaime Munguia. I'm looking forward to that joint right there.
I'll blow my sponsor a little bit here. The WBO, they've got the guy at 175, Lapierre and Alvarez, of course, who beat Kovalev. We just mentioned that. And at 154, Munguia looks like a monster.
Yes, he does. Yes, he certainly does. I'm looking forward to seeing where he goes in the junior middleweight division, where there are some names there, right? You know, we got Charlo, who just lost, you know, and a much closer fight, people, than a lot of people said it was controversial. I think it was a very close fight, although I thought Charlo won. Anyhow, you still got Lara there, you got Jared Hurd there, you got Julie Williams still lingering. So that's a division that I'm interested in seeing how Jaime Munguia prevails in.
Mama Charlo called me. She wasn't happy.
No, she wasn't. She had a bad day. Because
she had a bad day.
Jamal, who was the older brother, she had a bad day, bro. Because I think Jamal, actually, the older brother at 160, I think he lost that fight.
Yeah.
So this was weird. It was such a controversial, weird night. Either which way, not a good night for Mama Charlo or any Charlo in general. You know, but maybe they got to start taking things a little bit more seriously, especially if they're going to be on the big stage on Fox Sports. Because that's a big outlet, bro.
Now, at 160 pounds, we have, of course, obviously the world middleweight champion, the king of DAZN, the boxing's big money guy. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez going to do his thing. Is that going to be in May? Have they got an opponent yet?
No opponent, but they have the date of May 4th on lock for DAZN. No date as of yet, but I'm here in Las Vegas, T-Mobile. You know, and a lot of people say, well, maybe that would suggest Triple G. Triple G hasn't signed with anyone yet. I thought we'd have an announcement before the new year, but we didn't. So we're still waiting to see what's happening there. My hunch is that Triple G and Canelo will fight again in September of 2019. The May date, I'm feeling Danny Jacobs, man. I just have this hunch that Danny Jacobs and Canelo are going to dance on May 4th, and what I'm looking forward to be a good fight.
Jacobs, of course, says has a decent style. He's a natural boxer, the best boxer in the U.S., but I don't know against Canelo Alvarez, who can turn up the heat on the guys at 160 and 160, and I think he's coming into his own now, of course. A guy that never had any footwork before, he's actually developed his footwork to an extent. I mean, Canelo's improved. People just don't realize it and don't give him the props.
I agree. He's definitely coming into his own right now. He's totally matured. He's got belief in himself. His style is working. His body, he's fitting to his body, whether it's clenbuterol body or whatever. Whatever he's doing right now seems like it is working for Canelo. And I think he's very dangerous for anyone from anywhere from, I don't think he goes back down to 154, but from anywhere from 160 to 168 even. Like, he flirted there. Now, granted, he beat up a guy in Rocky Fielding that really ain't much. But there's a couple names there that I think he could be competitive with. I mentioned Jose got the guy who fights next week. Jesse Hart there, yeah. Callum Smith, David Benavidez, Gilberto Ramirez. You know, the sky's the limit for matchups with Canelo, and I think he's competitive in every single one of them, anywhere from 160 to 168.
A Mexican in the world of medicine, from the medical world, says to me that 80% of Mexican meat is contaminated with steroids.
You know, I have to agree with that, but also for Canelo, he's got to be more responsible. You know, he could have his own butcher. He could have his own, like...
He could have his own butcher.
You know what I'm saying?
His own cows.
You don't have to go to... If you know that this is out there and it's a thing, you just gotta be more responsible for it. You know, you gotta be more aware. The people around you say, hey, maybe don't eat that taco. Let's go back to your house and get that chef that you have, and your cows in the backyard. We'll make a slaughter and then we'll make you some tacos. Like, because that way you know you're not eating clenbuterol or drug infused meat.
Okay, what's up with Oleg Usyk, or is he world cruiserweight champion? Not gonna fight at heavyweight. 31 years old, 16-0. Have they got a fight yet on tap for him?
Nothing yet, but I expect an announcement for him to move to the heavyweight division, which is going to make things very interesting. Okay, we mentioned Konaki before. Let him start with a guy like that. Let Usyk move up and face a guy like Konaki or Jarrell Miller, right? Some guys like that to test the waters, because I think he will fit into the heavyweight division brilliantly. He is super marketable. He's making a name for himself, you know, based on what he just achieved, beating up Tony Bellew. So, you know, and of course winning the World Boxing Super Series last year. So he is my fighter of the year, and I'm looking forward to great things for Usyk.
I got less than a minute here. Johnny, can you want to expand on the Floyd Mayweather thing over there in Japan?
Oh, God. You know, what a crap show, right? Mayweather comes out, takes out Tenshin Nakasawa in one round, beats him down, three knockdowns, makes Tashin cry, and it was just what a mess that was. I can't blame Floyd, though. You know, $9 million for like 50 seconds of work beating up a little boy like that. All the props to Floyd, the money man, one of the smartest minds as far as business goes in boxing history.
Floyd should be arrested for child abuse. That was child abuse. That's what it was. He was 41
yes,
beating up on this little kid.
Absolutely. Could not have said it better, bro.
Johnny Singh, tell us about the YouTube page.
Go to YouTube, search Ring Talk Worldwide. You'll see archived shows and also bonus footage as well, behind-the-scenes press conferences and whatnot. Everyone, enjoy your Sunday.
The great John Signorella. Take care, Johnny. This is Sports Byline and the MMA Hour.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Although he probably sold the most prized gloves in all of boxing, talk about the Reyes gloves. Alberto Reyes was the owner of renowned, of course, the boxing glove company, Clito Reyes. But the bottom line is, I always thought that Ray Flores' gloves were better. And, of course, Muhammad Ali thought so as well until Everlast gave him $1 million to wear the Everlast gloves. He had to switch gloves and not wear the Ray Flores gloves. Anyway, Ray Flores was the guy that made gloves for me. In fact, he used to measure my hands in his Burlingame garage. Burlingame, California, was about 15, 20 miles from the city. He used to measure my hands, and I'd come back a couple weeks later and get custom-made gloves. Bottom line was, long live Ray Flores. But Clito Reyes has passed. Alberto Reyes has passed away at the age of 66 in Mexico. So props to him. Of course, he gloved up Ali, Chavez, Roberto Duran, Mike Tyson. Of course, those were considered the puncher's gloves. Talk about the Reyes gloves. Well, don't forget, the radio schedule here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network has Ring Talk Live Worldwide airing Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours. This is the Sunday two-hour edition. Of course, there's also the Taco Man Audio Magazine, which airs Saturday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time on Sunday morning. And, of course, there's No Holds Barred. I get to have fun with this show. Talk a little pro wrestling, a little kayfabe, baby. Make things a little bit fake. I'm talking about real pro wrestling, not the world of wrestling entertainment, sports entertainment, that kind of good stuff. We talk about old school pro wrestling. That's right. I'm talking about Major League Wrestling right now, Ring of Honor, New Japan Pro Wrestling, stuff like that. They got it going on. Anyway, that's No Holds Barred. The wrestling and the MMA show airs at 5 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern time right here on Sunday on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My executive producer is the great Scott Cuddy. Been a wonderful show, folks. I want to thank, of course, Johnny Signorella and all the other folks that helped put this show together. Until next time, don't forget, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, don't forget, folks, you're tuned to Sports Byline and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.